In the morning, the sun stretched its first finger onto the windowsill and pulled itself slowly up. Her delicate silks bowed gracefully under the morning dew. She was nowhere to be found. Already nesting with her little ones, safely burrowed away from danger.
I wonder how much I really want to know. I approach with caution. To learn what someone else has already found out. Do I want their answers? Do I want to ask? I don't want to ask, but I'm already asking. I have been asking. My age asks, even though I've been ignoring it. There are some things that happen that hurt us. Don't ask, 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 don't ask. Okay, I'm asking. Ouch! I knew that was gonna hurt. And did you even answer my question? Don't look, 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 don't look. Okay. I'm looking. Ouch! I knew I shouldn't have looked. Very foolish of me to look when I know that whatever those answers will hurt me. Are the answers worth it? Is my curiosity worth it? Who learns what now? I see. I see that. That I'm just on the edge of too late. Is it? I mean, is it? I mean, how do I know if I've never tried? But what happens then? Maybe it just happens. It just happens to happen. And then what? And what? If it doesn't happen, and then what?
At midday, a string of light pulls her gaze toward playful bodies. They dunk their heads into cool water and flick the slippery drips from their toes. Peals of mirth seduce her. It's only fun when we're not supposed to.
Thank you. deep into her heart. And pulled her ribs apart. Out came a flood of white feathers that filled the air all around her, like thick snowflakes during a heavy snowstorm. They accumulated into cold mounds all around her body that grew and grew until she was buried under a dense blanket of beautiful, fluttering, ecstatic wisps that never stopped to rest. They danced and danced everywhere until she could see only a brilliant white energy and nothing else. She had completely forgotten her own body. And the gaping chasm that she had created. If you could see into it, amidst all that whiteout, you would see all the shadows on the places that the light couldn't touch. The vacant hollow with just one set of dusty footprints going in the other direction. The prickly skin of the desert after a long dry day working towards twilight. And her. Her small happy self with a broken wing.
rising from soft water. After heat collapsed from the sky, she gilds the edge of every leaf, the glowing ribbon of marigold. In the thick slowness of summer, their bodies whisper lazily to one another. She paints her breath into the air to mark her presence and pretends for a moment or two that she doesn't disappear.
Thank you.
Is it futile to fight with barren land? To make something grow where the circumstance says no? Tenderness for oneself only lasts so long. I sow. for a flower. A blade of grass. I sow. I make patterns. I make patterns to worship the sky. To plead for rescue. For rain.
The moonlight. A creature crawled into my ear and tickled my brain with his little claw-like finger. Now what his face looked like, because he had no face. Or did he? After that, I forgot the difference between day and night.
Good night, my little child. Good night. I hold you in a dream till light. Your breath, a whisper in the night. I hope you're gonna be all right. Good night, my darling. It's almost over. I can't a trace of injury. Heaven is a place unsensory. Good night, my darling. It's almost your eyes in slumber. The moment that you drift, remember the peaceful parting with your mother.